Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask, even if you're outside.
President Biden today with the good news after the CDC issued new guidelines saying that masks outdoors, especially for those who've received the vaccine, aren't necessarily as important as we used to think they are. Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern Medicine is joining us now. Dr. Murphy, welcome.
Hey, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to talk to you about these new guidelines and have you sort them out for us. But before that, take all the time you need, doctor. But so, you know, I'm concerned, and I've been talking to some of your colleagues about the fact that we've got a great supply of vaccine now, but part of that is because people aren't signing up to get the vaccine. I helped my daughter sign up today, and we went to the local Walgreens. I mean, the one, you know, is six blocks away. And for tomorrow, they had probably 25 appointments available. I mean, so if you're putting it off because you think it's an ordeal like it was in the beginning, it's just not that way anymore. You could sign up and get a jab tomorrow. Hopefully people will be encouraged to do that because we really need to convince more people to get those shots, don't we?
Absolutely, because we have to reach a community-wide, what they call herd immunity. We've got to get enough people vaccinated so this thing just can't spread any further.
Do the people who have been sickened by COVID-19, do they count toward the herd immunity, or is it just vaccinated people?
Well, they have they count in a way, but the vaccine gives a much better protection than and much more steady protection, in other words, between all different people than just getting COVID. Some people that have COVID have actually very little immunity to it after they have it.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, so I've got my mask.
The vaccine is much better.
Yeah, that's definitely. I've got my my mask in my hand. Actually, I'm wearing it around my neck. So what's the story here? Because, I've talked to you guys in the past, and, you know, if you're walking down the sidewalk and you are crisscrossing someone, the masks weren't necessarily so important then either, or running by someone or something like that. So what has changed today with the CDC guidelines?
Well, really what they're doing is they are making a big difference in what you can do without a mask based on whether you're vaccinated or not. And they're saying, you know, there's very little transmission outside. We're in the springtime. It's going to even get warmer. And that you don't have to wear a mask when you're outside so much.
Is this something that is possible because of the number of vaccines, or is this just something we're learning now that we might have learned or that might have been true 6 months ago as well?
Well, it's a combination of both. There's enough people that have received at least one dose of the vaccine and plenty of people who've received both, plus all the people that have had COVID. They have some protection, and most of them are getting vaccinated now too. And so you put that all together, and you look at how much transmission really does occur outside. So it's a combination. It's not like how this was last summer, and things were very different then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things have calmed down enough that the CDC are basically the group that is guiding us in this whole thing, thinks that it's safe to do this now.
All right, I'm going golfing with a buddy. We're sharing a golf cart, but of course, when we do, we're driving, so the air is moving around us.
Oh, yeah.
Mask or no mask?
No mask. As long as you're both vaccinated.
Right, okay. Good to know. Okay, we have a text as well. What about outdoor restaurants? So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask at all, even walking from the receptionist or the greeter station to your table like you do now, right? You can go maskless.
If the whole thing is outside.
Right.
So the indoors is different. We know that this thing spreads pretty easily on the indoors. So they haven't really changed too much of the guidelines based on anything happening inside a facility or a room. So, but it's just really the outdoors. So, if the whole thing is outdoors, you don't have to wear a mask.
All right. Another question. If you're fully vaccinated, or I should say, if someone got the Johnson & Johnson shot, the one shot, are they considered fully vaccinated after 2 weeks as well, or is there a different time period?
No, it's the Johnson & Johnson's a little bit different. The guideline is 2 weeks, but they get even more protection if you wait 4 weeks. But the guideline still is 2 weeks.
Okay, so fully cooked would be 4 weeks, but you can take it out of the oven after two.
Right, exactly.
All right, Kathleen has called. Kathleen, welcome to WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, Dr. Murphy. I have a question in that if a couple is vaccinated and they come back from Florida on a plane, and do I have to wait 2 weeks to see them? Or
Kathleen, is this sounds like a word problem to me.
No, these are very common questions. So the question is, are they vaccinated and are you vaccinated?
Yes.
Then you don't have to quarantine.
Okay,
that's
so they don't have to.
Another one of the good things now, fully vaccinated people don't have to quarantine after they're coming back from a higher risk place.
Thanks for the call, Kathleen.
Even though they've been on a crowded plane.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not on the plane that long, and they're vaccinated. And presumably they were wearing a mask. And so even if they're coming back from traveling internationally, you don't have to quarantine any longer. That's one of the great things of being vaccinated.
Very good.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Great.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and that's a real encouraging thing when it comes to travel. That you don't, you know, my wife and I visited Puerto Rico this year. I'm really glad we did. We just did because it happened to be listed as yellow in Chicago, so we could go there and come back. But it's nice to know you don't have to worry about quarantine. Okay, another question. My son is 54, has severe psoriasis and a carcinoid tumor cancer. He only uses a topical steroid for psoriasis. Goes every 28 days for an injection. Can he get the vaccine?
Oh, he can definitely get the vaccine, and he needs the vaccine. Now, the big question with him is, will the vaccine work as good as somebody that doesn't have all those problems? It's probably not going to work as good, but it's going to work, so he needs to be vaccinated. Very important.
All right, good. Hey, what do you make of this Pfizer story about this COVID pill that could be, some people are saying it could be a cure out on the market by the end of the year?
Well, Pfizer's not the only one. They announced, I read this this morning, the announcement, that they have a pill. It might even, they allude to the fact that it might actually be just one single dose. But we don't really know about that. It's only in phase one. Now, drugs take a lot longer time to get approved than vaccines. All right. So anyway, they're in phase one. But there's two other companies out there that have drugs that are much more advanced, where you take the drug just for a few days. One is Merck. I'm sure you've heard of Merck.
Sure.
The drug company. And Atea, which is a biotech company in Boston. Both of them have drugs that work against COVID as well. And so those are also in being studied.
You know, doctor,
they're further ahead.
I apologize because I know I've asked you and every other doctor this question over and over, and tend to hear it, but so if you get if you have the vaccine, I know there's a slight chance you could still contract COVID-19, but if you have the vaccine, can you still be a carrier and pass it to others?
Well, that's a good question, and the most recent data that I've seen is that does not happen.
Okay, good. Judy's on the phone line. Judy, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, my mom, who's 91 years old, has numerous health issues and is not getting she's not getting vaccinated due to former reactions from other vaccines. Her caregivers and her family have been vaccinated who come to visit. Do we still need to wear masks?
Well, with her, you know, she's so fragile, I would do it. I would continue to wear the mask. Because, you know, she's not vaccinated, and, you know, are you sure she can't take any of the vaccines?
Well, I know when she gets the flu vaccine, she just blows up like a balloon.
Yeah. Now, these vaccines that are available today, the Moderna, the Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson, which might be a good vaccine for her, believe it or not, are completely different than the flu vaccine. Completely different technology. I would reconsider whether she should be vaccinated or not.
Thank you for the call, Judy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Dr. Murphy, you're always a great help. And you guys just, I said this yesterday, but the doctors from Northwestern Medicine who have been joining us have been just so valuable to me and to the listeners, too. So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Sure. I'm happy to help.
And you look really good on TV, too.
We'll talk again.
You're listening to Chicago. Bye bye. Chicago's afternoon news. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. WGN.